Shalom to all! Today we're going to be learning the first two Mishnayos in Maseches Gittin. That's Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. And just like we're starting this Masechah together, we should be zeichah to finish it together. And of course, all of Shas Mishnayos together. And today's Mishnayos are being learned Leilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yisrael, Dov ben Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi, his Neshama should have an Aliyah. And Leilu Nishmas, Mars Chaya Bas Rabbi Chaim Leibah Levi, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So if a man decides to divorce his wife, he has to give her what's called a get. The Torah tells us, V'kasav lo sefer krisos, he has to write for her a sefer, which is kairos, which means it severs, it breaks the relationship between them. And he has to hand it to her, as the pasuk says, V'nasan biyada. Now we're going to learn that he doesn't have to physically place it in her hand. He could also place it in her rishos. Furthermore, it doesn't have to be him. It could be his shliach, his messenger. As we know, shlicha shalom kamaisai, a man's messenger is just like him. And that's what we begin the first Mishnah with. The Mishnah tells us, Hamevi get medina Hayam, someone who brings a get from Medinas Hayam, Sarach Sheyomer, he has to say the following, B'fani Nechtav, B'fani Nechtam, it was written and signed in front of me. So first of all, even though Medinas Hayam literally means countries, Medinas, or regions from overseas, it's not literally overseas, it just means Chutz La'aretz, outside Eretz Yisrael. So when a person brings a get from outside Eretz Yisrael, he has to say these words, it was written and signed in front of me. And why is that? So we have Machlekes in the Gemara, there's two different reasons. One of them is because of Lishma. The people in Chutz La'aretz were not B'nai Torah, they didn't know the halachas, and were afraid that the get was not written for this woman. Maybe the cipher was just practicing, and he happened to have written a man's name and woman's name, and a guy walks into the cipher shop and realizes, hey, that's my name, and that's my wife's name, let me just take this and divorce my wife with it. That's not a valid get, because it wasn't written Lishma, it wasn't written for her. And so when the shliach comes and says, B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechtam, we're going to say, oh, it was written in front of you and signed? Was it written Lishma? And then he'll be able to answer, yes, it was. Now the second reason, which is really the one we're going to be focusing on mostly, is the issue of Kiyum. Let's say after this woman is handed the get by the shliach, the husband comes into Beis Din and claims it's mezuyif, it's a forgery. And he says, hey, I never wrote this get. Somebody wrote it instead of me, and the whole thing's a fake. What do we have to do? We have to be mekayim it. We have to make sure that this is actually a real get that was signed by real people. Now, the best way to do that is to have the edim themselves, or people who recognize the signatures of these edim, testifying that these are valid signatures and it's not a forgery. Now, the problem is, since this get is coming from Medinas Hayam, from Chutz La'aretz, there aren't shayaris mitzuyas, or there aren't people that are traveling back and forth often that would be able to confirm that this is valid. Therefore, Chazal instituted that if a person says, B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechtam, we believe him as if he's two edim, and now there's no reason to be mekayim to get anymore. And continuing Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel says, Af hamevi min arekum min acheger, even if a person's bringing a get from Rekum and Cheger, which is right outside the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael, that's still considered Medina Sayam, it's Chutz La'aretz, and one would have to say, B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechtam. Says even a bigger chiddush, afil mikfar ludim lalud. Even if he's bringing it from kfar ludim to lud, kfar ludim was right outside the border of Eretz Yisrael, lud was inside, and still he has to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam. However, Racham argue with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, and they explain the Tanakama shita ein etzarch shiyam b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam ella hamevi medina sayam v'hamaylech, except for if a person brings a get from medina sayam, which means very far away chutz la'aretz, and hamaylech, someone who's bringing to chutz la'aretz, because we have the same issue of kiyum. Let's say someone's bringing get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, and then the husband shows up to Bezin and claims that it's mezuyif, it's a forgery, we're not going to be able to find Edim to be Mekayim the get, and therefore we have to have B'fani Nechta B'fani Nechtam even the other way. The mission continues, V'hamevi M'mdina L'mdina M'mdina Sayam, Tzarech Sheyam B'fani Nechta B'fani Nechtam. Even when a person brings a get from one region to another in Medina Sayam, in Chutz La'aretz, he also has to say B'fani Nechta B'fani Nechtam because there's not so much travel in between them. In Rav Shimon Gamliel, where he tells us, Afil Mehegmania L'egmania, even from one ruler to another, let's say we have a city which is split. One person rules one side of the city, another rules a different side of the city. So even in such a situation, when a get is being brought from one part to the other part of the city, B'fani Nechta B'fani Nechtam has to be said. On to Mishnah Beis, now just defining what the borders of Eretz Yisrael are, Rabbi Yehuda says, Merekem Lamizrach Verekem Kamizrach. From the city of Rekem all the way towards the east, that's considered Chutz La'aretz, and Rekem itself is also Chutz La'aretz. Me Ashkelon Ladarim V'Ashkelon Kedarim. From Ashkelon and south of it is considered Chutz La'aretz, and Ashkelon itself is considered Chutz La'aretz. Me'akai Latzafain Va'akai Katzafain. From Akai towards the north, everything there is Chutz La'aretz, and Akai itself is also the Chutz La'aretz. However, Meir says Akai Ke'eretz Yisrael LeGittin. In regards to Gittin and the necessity to say B'fani Nechta B'fani Nechtam, Akai itself is actually like Eretz Yisrael and not like Chutz La'aretz. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.